One of my favorite stories in the Gospels is the story of Jesus encountering the Canaanite woman. This comes to us from Mark 7, beginning in verse 21. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is miserably possessed by a demon." But Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. But Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." "O woman," Jesus answered, "your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. I love this passage for a number of reasons. The first one is that it's a crumb of faith that this woman has. At first, it seems like Jesus, in the way he interacts with this woman, is kind of being a jerk, right? He's like, "No, lady, I came for Israel, not for you, you dog." Now, when he says dog, that's a Jewish, the way that Jews would refer to Gentiles, to non-believers, to others, in a kind of a derogatory and unclean way, as they were the dogs, right? But that is not the reason that Jesus is doing this. He's not being a jerk. He's actually being loving and merciful, and we'll find out why. While it's true that Jesus begins his ministry to the Jews and instructs his disciples when he first sends them out to go to the Jews first, and he says to go not yet to the Gentiles. It's very clear there. Jesus is clear that his message and his love is for all people, and that's all through the Gospels, all through the entire Bible, actually. Jesus says to this woman to draw out her answer. He's testing her faith, and the woman's response shows her faith. "Yes, Lord," she says, "even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." It's so beautiful. Even though I am other, I'm different, all I deserve is a crumb from your table. A crumb, Jesus, of your love and mercy. Oh, a crumb of your love and mercy, God, is all that I need, all that will sustain me, is just a crumb of you. I love the heart that this woman has. I long to have that same heart myself, to say to God, "God, only a crumb of your love and mercy, and that will be enough for me, just a crumb." Jesus says in Matthew 17, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Now, I don't know the ratio of mustard seeds to crumbs and how that factors in, but that's not the point. The point is the same. With a crumb of faith, with a small amount of faith, we can live this Christian life. A crumb of God's love and his mercy is enough for us, is more than enough for us. And Jesus heals this woman's daughter because of the faith of this woman, the faith of a mustard seed. The second reason I love this passage is because of the Canaanite woman and the fact that she's not a Canaanite woman. Let me explain. If your Bible has section titles, the section title is likely called "The Faith of the Canaanite Woman," or "Jesus Encounters the Canaanite Woman," or "Jesus Heals the Canaanite Woman's Daughter," something to that effect. Here's the thing about this Canaanite woman. She isn't a Canaanite woman. But the problem is, and the reason why she's not a Canaanite woman, is because there is no Canaan anymore. And there is no such thing as Canaanite people anymore. If we go back through the Bible stories, we know that the promised land was the land of Canaan. And then as Joshua came in, he took over the land of Canaan, as God directed him to, and moved all the people out, right? And so there is no Canaan, there are no Canaanite people anymore. This very same story comes to us in the book of Mark as well, in Mark chapter 7. And Mark describes this woman as a Syrophoenician, right? Big word there. If you break it down, Syro as in Syrian, that's the region that was divided in half when Rome came and took over, and Phoenician, like the Phoenicians, like that little sliver on the Mediterranean coast there. It's where we get Our terms phonetics and our phonetic alphabet comes all from the Phoenicians. So he describes her as a Syrophoenician woman. And this woman is not described as a Canaanite. So, because Canaan doesn't exist, why does he call her a Canaanite? There's got to be a reason that Matthew calls this woman a Canaanite. Canaan went in the Old Testament is described as, or the Canaanite people are described as opposite of godliness. People who worshiped fake gods or false gods. They had no moral compass. They followed their passions and pulled the people of God into sin and destruction. They were the others. They were wrong. They were evil. They were corrupt. So why does Matthew call her a Canaanite? She isn't a Canaanite. And the Canaanites were wicked. Why does Matthew call her a Canaanite? Have I strung you along enough? Matthew is emphasizing the same point that Jesus is making in this story, that God's love and his mercy is for all people, especially for those who are the outcast, the outside, the poor, the other, the different. Those are the people that Jesus especially shows his love and mercy to in the Gospels. As we seek to be Christ to others, who are those in your life who are on the outside, the poor, the different, the poor in spirit, the other, those who desperately need the love and mercy of Christ? What can you do to be Christ to them and show them the love and mercy of Christ? Thanks for listening.